All right. If you're hearing this, you have, in one way or another, stumbled upon the first episode of my side project, Tristan Hull's Ideality. So, yeah, I decided to start a podcast. What a 2021 thing to do. I don't know if anyone will ever hear this other than me. I'll probably listen to it at some point. But I guess let's get started with who am I? Well, as I said, my name is Tristan Hull. I am 22 years old, just graduated with a bachelor's degree in computer science. I'm a software developer at a mid-size tech company. I like my job. I do UI development with React, so learning a lot. For somebody that just graduated 2 months ago, it's a very stimulating job. I really like my team. I'm working fully remote, which is kind of a new thing for the masses during the COVID-19 crisis. And I like it, but there's upsides and downsides. And I think I probably could spend an entire half an hour to an hour talking about that alone. So I'm not going to get into it too much, but that's absolutely something I would like to talk about in the future. I, aside from being a software developer, I like music. I have played some music in the past. I was a clarinet player in high school and then some in college. Put it on the back burner while I was going through the thick of my degree. And I would like to pick it up again sometime soon. In fact, I did play just a few weeks ago and I've still got all the scales memorized, so I'm not too worried. Just wanted to make sure, though, a little bit of a sanity check, if you will. I love listening to music. I use Spotify a lot. I love its recommended playlists. That's like the main way I listen to music. I'll find a song I really enjoy, and I'll ask Spotify for the recommended playlist radio of that song, and I'll listen to that for the day or for a couple hours. Working remote and sitting at a desk all day, I have plenty of time to consume audio. Sometimes podcasts are hard while working because if you're writing code, you're not actively able to dedicate your attention to a podcast if you're trying to solve a problem in code. So typically, I listen to music whenever I'm working. But when I'm not working, I like to listen to podcasts. And that kind of brings me to the reason I'm starting this. I have listened to many podcasts. And listened to the ways in which the people hosting the podcasts get intellectual fulfillment from being able to share ideas with other people. Whether it be a podcast about economics or psychology or science or like Joe Rogan's podcast, where he just talks to whoever he wants to talk to. I see in these hosts a deep gratification from getting to share ideas with other people. Now, other people, not necessarily being the audience, being the person across the table from them, exchanging those ideas and getting to push each other's intellectual limits. I think it's something that doesn't happen often enough these days. And so, that being said, that's why I started off saying, I don't know if anybody will ever listen to this because I don't really mind. If nobody hears that, hears this, that's okay. This podcast is for me. But I think that there will be legitimate intellectual value that comes from it, and I would love to share it with people. I like learning things. My whole life, I seem to have gone about finding some new hobby to be into for a few months. I'll learn the skill. I'll obsess over it. I'll get crazy good at it sometimes, very often. And then I'll drop it like dead weight and never pick it up again. I used to be able to solve a Rubik's Cube in 25 seconds, and I probably haven't done that in 2 years. I actually started a business in high school selling Rubik's Cubes to my friends. I think we could also have an entire episode about youth entrepreneurship, so I'll hold off on that. I was into yo-yoing when I was younger. I got into CrossFit for a while. Clarinet was absolutely the same kind of thing for me. It was a much longer term one because I decided to actually pursue it almost to the point of a career. But I like learning things and feeling a sense of mastery over a subject or a sense of understanding over a thing, whether it be a subject matter or a tool like an instrument. Because I think in understanding comes the ability to express ideas. As I've gone through life, picking up more and more bits of knowledge, I've found myself sometimes getting these different kinds of pieces of knowledge that seem to slot into place in a slightly different way and seem to connect some dots. And perhaps I'll have some concrete examples of that at some point. But I think exposing yourself to a wide variety of subject matter allows you to see patterns in life that you may otherwise think are one-trick ponies. These are just single occurrences. They just pop up and they go away, rather than being fundamental truths of being. Whether that be physics or economics or behavioral patterns in people, whatever it is. I think that understanding brings some kind of fulfillment. But that being said, understanding and trying to just learn and learn and learn and learn and learn is a zero-sum game. Because if you only ever try to learn, then you spend no time doing. I am a big advocate of the fact that you should not let the process of learning hold you back from doing. And so this podcast, for now, I think is going to be mostly about my enjoyment of learning and sharing ideas. However, I would like to also, in the future, use it as a way to bridge the gap between my learning and doing. And that's where I came up with the concept of the ideality. So I've been thinking about this thing for the last 9 months, and I gave it a word called ideality. And I've just been thinking about it a lot. And what the ideality is, to me, is giving a word to an idea in my head. And this idea may already have a name somewhere else. I don't know. Let me know if you do, because I would love to do more research about it, because I think this is a powerful tool. And if there's something out there about it, I would love to hear about it. But the ideality, for me, is a tool to have a rough blueprint for what my actions should be. So I'll cut to the point. The ideality is a visualization of what things would be like if they went the way you would like them to. And it's intentionally abstract. For me, my ideality is composed of what my financial success, career success, and social success, if you will, if you want to call it success. I have a picture in my head of what I would like my life to be like someday if things go well. And going well could be any number of things. And it's kind of my job to think through all of my opinions and figure out, is my idea of going well actually going well? And so that's what the ideality is. It's a tool to start having a foundation for guiding your actions into the future. And once you have a solid understanding of what you'd like your future to be like, you can then start extracting from that actions that need to be taken to make it happen. So I'm an engineer, I'm a scientist. That's the way my mind works. But I don't necessarily use it in that massively concrete way that I'm describing it. It's really just something that I think through on a regular basis. How would I like things to be? And then I try to set my actions in line with that. So one example is I have some like my physical health. That's one example on one end. It's just something about me. It's I mean I'm a little overweight. I'm not necessarily massively unhealthy, but I could absolutely stand to lose some weight to make sure that my life in the future is going the right direction. So my ideality is being, you know, maybe around 220 pounds, 18% body fat, and really enjoying like having a body that can go and enjoy the full extent of what activities there are to go do. You know, hiking, all kinds of stuff, snowboarding, skiing, whatever. I don't want to be limited by my body. I want to be able to go enjoy what the world has to offer. And so I should have a healthier body and I should maintain a healthier body to do that. And so that's my physical health ideality. I also have an ideality for the education system of the world. Like the ideality can be anything. So this is just to show that it's unlimited. You can have an ideality for anything and set your morals around that. So for the education system, I am not necessarily happy with how the public education system performs for people that aren't straight down the middle line that they're teaching to. I feel like a massive number of people get left behind in the public education system. And I feel like myself and my sister, funnily enough, were like both left behind, but in kind of the opposite way. And I would like to solve that. And I think it can be solved, but that's like something down the road for me. So my life right now, I have many more things I should set in line before I focus on this education system problem that is so large and hard to tackle. It would be unreasonable for me to try to tackle it now, whereas I can set myself up to better be able to tackle it later when I'm maybe 30 or 40. Who knows? And so that's why I'm calling it Tristan Hull's ideality. The other to explain the Tristan Hull's part, I don't know. I've seen a lot of podcasts, listened to a lot of podcasts, and I think it's important if you're going to put ideas out there, you should want to put your name behind those ideas. And you, there, because there should be no depersonalization of that. If I am presenting something, then I should also be the one that is ready to take the criticism for it. I do not want to, I do not aim to be correct in everything that I say. I aim to be correct eventually. I aim to say what I think and hope that the person I'm speaking with would have the compassion to point out anything that they think is significantly flawed, because that's what this platform should be. In my opinion, that's what every discussion should be. But I think that the very foundation of that kind of discussion has to be the willingness to seek truth, and to support that, an understanding of compassion for the other person. So that if somebody says something or feels something that is drastically opposed to something the other person feels, or someone might typically feel offended, instead of feeling offended, they will feel a feeling of love and wanting to help that person understand correctly. Now, they may get frustrated if that person does not understand correctly in the way they would like them to, and they may find difficulty expressing their feelings and ideas with the time that they have. And so there may still be feelings hurt. But the goal is that everybody should be understanding that they are just hoping to understand. It's the process and the goal are one and the same. You must always be willing to consider that your ideas could be totally incorrect. And that's okay. And now I can say these things and know them, and I'll call myself out right now. I will absolutely make mistakes on this very thing in the future. And that's where I hope the audience will have compassion for the people on the podcast, or me on the podcast, or the other people in the comment section, and just try to explain the truth, because that's what the goal should be. That's my ideality for this podcast. It's also intentionally vague so that I can talk about whatever I would like. I can fit anything under that umbrella. That's a huge umbrella. The umbrella is how I would like things to be. Okay, yeah, I can talk to any scientist about anything and consider it as part of how I would like things to be. So I'm excited. I am mostly recording this because I have been putting it off for so long. I've been thinking, yeah, I'll start a podcast someday. And I kept doing that thing, like I said earlier, where I was letting the process of learning hold me back from doing. There will be no point ever where I feel like I am good enough to have a podcast that people listen to. And so I'm just going to do it. And if anybody listens to me in the future, I'll humbly accept that and appreciate it very much. But I absolutely have no expectation of it. I'm not coming to it for that reason. I'm coming to this podcast because I have felt a deep, deep, deep desire to share ideas that I've had and interpretations of ideas that I've had of other people's ideas. Sorry. Interpretations of mine of other people's ideas. If that makes sense. And then I would like to just talk to intelligent, observant people. People's experiences innately contain wisdom and truth in them. And so there's value there. And if somebody... So, a long time ago, my dad said, yeah, documentaries are cool. It turns out they wouldn't waste the time to make a documentary about something if it wasn't interesting. And since then, I have not been able to think of documentaries in the same way. I have loved documentaries almost since hearing that sentence. because I thought that's exactly right. Somebody at some point thought this was so cool that they wanted to make a movie about it. A very similar thing can be said about words that are being spoken by anybody. If I'm having a conversation with somebody and they've chosen to say something about an experience that they've had or something that they've learned, there's wisdom there. Otherwise, they would not be choosing to say it. And they are, that wisdom is valuable, and sharing that across different fields is priceless. I feel like I'm a decently smart person, but like, I don't think you have to be a crazy genius level person to hang with these crazy genius level successful people that I look up to and would like to have their wisdom someday. I think that that wisdom can be understood by any of us. It doesn't just have to be people of their level of intelligence. It can be people like me that are normal. Like I said, I feel like I'm a smart guy, but not like some of these professors that are pushing the boundaries of physics and biochemistry and these behavioral economics, economists, sorry, behavioral economists that are saying new things about patterns of human behavior every day. It just blows my mind. And there's people of that level of intelligence at just universities and stuff that would love to speak about their research. And there's just not a ton of people that know how to listen because they don't go read papers and they don't go. And that, who blames? That stuff's dry and not fun. And hopefully, I can make these scientists' ideas and more fun than their papers do. And I don't think there's any shame in that for the scientists. Their job is not to be fun. Their job is to push the envelope of human understanding, and my job is to absorb that. Maybe someday I'll push the envelope in my own space, but for now, I'm going to stick heartily to seeking out wise people and asking them about their wisdom and their experiences and how they've gotten to where they are and how they've become who they are. And who knows? Anything we want. I'm really looking forward to just having this space to say anything that's been on my mind, kind of like a journal. I don't want to leave up a bunch of walls. I've thought about this a lot. I've watched content creators for a long time, and I've seen them make decisions along the way about how to handle identity and different things about privacy and stuff. And I think that in the end, everybody's name gets out, everybody's face gets out, and it's about how uncomfortable that process is along the way. And from the very beginning, when I have zero listeners for these next who knows how many episodes, I'm just going to be me, Tristan Hull. And that's okay. I will obviously withhold some things, like probably exactly where I went to school and some things like that. But as far as who I am, I'll pretty much have that out there. And that's okay. I don't want to have to filter my ideas through a extraction of personality function. It's not, or extraction of me function. It wouldn't be the same idea. And so that being said, I also have some things about me that I would like to work on. And I'm possibly going to use this podcast for that too. There's a moment when people are growing up, and I've talked to a lot of people. Some of them don't know what I'm talking about, but I think it's because they haven't gotten here yet. Where you feel like you kind of woke up. And some people that happens really early, like when they're like 13 or 14. And I have opinions about why that happens. We could talk about that later. But some people happens really late, like when they're in their late 20s sometimes even. Or some people, I wonder if it never happens at all. Where you start looking at the world in a significantly different way. I can't really quite explain it. I haven't thought about it a lot yet. But you start having your own ideas about how things are. And because of that, things about your past inevitably... Sorry, let me rephrase that. Ways that you've thought about or... I have thought about my past were then in conflict. So I may have had one opinion of something growing up and accepted it a certain way and decided that that's just how things were and I wasn't going to put any more thought to it and I was going to move on. When in reality, the way I had accepted it is not necessarily the truth. And later in life, you can find that to be the case. Or I certainly did, at least. And I would like to talk to some of those people. And I will probably record those conversations, but not tell them to withhold anything, and then if the conversation just wouldn't be releasable, that's okay. I just would not release it. But I would love to have it recorded such that if the information in it was releasable, and I just mean as far as like personal information for other people and stuff like that, I wouldn't want to blow a bunch of people out there. But if it was releasable, I would love to have other people see somebody at least go through that process with whatever things they have going on. So for me, it's whatever things I have about my past, if I decide to share them on here, me trying to rectify my misunderstandings of certain events with the people related to them. Probably a lot of it's gonna be my parents and maybe siblings and stuff like that. About like how I grew up and how things were and just get a more mature and clear-headed understanding of what things were like and why certain people acted the way they did and said what they did or whatever it may be. I think it's really important. So this is about the amount of time I was expecting this to run, somewhere in the neighborhood of half an hour. I don't have any plans to have a set amount of time in the future. They might be 4 hours, they might be 30 minutes, they might be 10 minutes, they might be 1 hour, who knows? I might release a 12-hour podcast. I don't know how any of this works. That being said, I may never record another one. So this is just me doing me. Unapologetically. If you've somehow listened to this, thank you very much. Follow me on any social media that you would like, because If you disagree with anything I said or have opinions about it, we can talk about it, and that's content. So go ahead. I would love to talk to anybody about how they feel about what I said, because again, I'm just trying to understand things more. So if I've said something that you resonated with in one way or another, I would love to hear that. Because, like I said, I might think that something is a one-time thing when actually it's a pattern that I could possibly recognize if somebody else were to reach out. So please go ahead and take the opportunity to do that. My Instagram is Ideality IG. You can reach out to me on Twitter at The Ideality. And that's what I've got going on. Thank you for joining. I wish you the best. Bye-bye.